This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be lessons learned from feedlot applications with the new Beef on Dairy initiative. Beef on Dairy basically is that about a third of the cows in the United States are now being bred to Angus or other beef breeds because these calves are needed in the feedlots because the cattle cycle goes through about a 10-year cycle, and right now we're at a very low availability of beef here in the United States, commanding very high prices, so an opportunity for dairy. Certainly, we have to be concerned if you're going to be doing this. Packers want a very consistent quality meat that meets the consumer's demand. The animal should look a little bit like a beef animal, and that's why Angus is a very popular one, that what they call it black-hided. And there are differences between breeds, the environment these calves are exposed to, nutrition, vaccination programs. All these things come into play as well in the feeding program. Like any beef animal, they're looking at such things as average daily gain on these animals, depending if a farmer sells them or you raise them themselves. Marbling, the ribeye area, carcass weight, these are all important factors here. And, of course, a key one that dairymen will be good at, and that is colostrum health becomes a very important consideration. Vaccination of the dam and the colostrum milk that's coming in as well, and certainly the nutrition program as well. One of the real problems we're having, Bill, is liver lesions. Liver lesions are more prevalent in the dairy on beef crosses. What that does is it decreases average daily gain by about 0.2 pounds per day. It decreases the dressing weight by about 0.8%. And the bottom line is cost, when it happens on these animals, about $43 less per head out there in the program. So certainly there are strategies that we can look at here, which we'll mention. The dairy farmer also has to make a decision, and that is when he's going to market these animals. For example, if you market the calf at about 7 days of age, the market now is $400, $450 these animals. These are 100-pound calves. If you feed these calves out to 300 to 500 pounds, the value then becomes $300 per hundredweight. If you take them out what they call stalker cattle, before they go into the feedlot, these are 700 to 1,000-pound animals. They are valued right now at $250 per hundredweight. And finishing, a farmer may decide to go all the way. And there are some questions on marketing those, but certainly those are 1,300 to 1,400-pound animals right now, about $180 a hundred. So the margins are there. It just depends what strategy you want to have. So here are some of the new technologies. Implants, we certainly want to be doing that because it increases average daily gain by about 20% in lean gain. Ionophores is another plus because it improves feed efficiency. There are beta agonists that can reduce the amount of fat that's occurring on these animals as well. Antibiotic for liver abscesses, Tylenol is probably the most popular one that's being used right now. And there are also an acetate product that can be used to control fertility or cycling of heifers in the feedlot because they disrupt the feedlot. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that beef supplies are tight, so there's a real opportunity for dairy farmers here. Farmers have to pencil on their facilities to when they want to market these animals at this point, and early herd health is going to be important. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is once again accepting applications for continuous conservation reserve programs.
Thank you all for the Herculean effort on behalf of America's farmers.
President Ronald Reagan signing the 1985 Farm Bill, creating the Conservation Reserve Program, which paid farmers to put marginal lands into a long-term conserving use. And yes, CRP is still going strong, with some programs giving producers the option of applying at any time, so-called continuous CRP. And Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau says USDA is once again accepting offers from producers to enroll in the continuous CRP programs.
And in order to make sure that all of the processes are done in time to start conservation measures on October 1st. People should have their applications fully submitted by July 31st. Gives us the time we need to get everything in the queue.
Under this sign-up, producers can enroll new land into CRP or re-enroll land whose CRP contracts expire this year. For details, contact your local USDA Farm Service Agency office. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Coming up on Monday, Lee Milkey checks in on the markets on our Milky Monday. Join us for that. And for the latest dairy news and archive programs, head to our free website, dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.